Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. We are definitely into the rainy season here in the greater Seattle area, and today was the first day where I really went out, and it was pouring down rain. It usually doesn't do that around here. Usually the kind of weather we get is you get light rain, and it's on and off, and so things are just kind of generally wet and cold, and it's not too bad if you had to go out there when it's lightly raining or something. It's not a big deal, but today it was pouring down rain, and I didn't just do a short jog. I went out for 90 minutes, and so when I came back this morning, I was drenched from head to toe for sure. And everybody thought I was crazy for doing it, and especially when I have a treadmill at home. And we just moved it to the garage not too long ago. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, we need to do this, I want to get out there every day, and I'd much prefer to jog outside versus a treadmill, but sometimes the treadmill's unavoidable. Even though I'm looking outside, looking at my treadmill and going, yeah, I'd rather go run outside. Now I think I do this for health reasons, of course, because exercise is good for you generally. Now we can argue about how much is actually, too much of a good thing. Sometimes injury will tell you that. Sometimes you just don't have enough time or whatever. But I think generally speaking, the science says it's pretty good. And so there was a study done to say, okay, well, is there any benefit to running? And okay, well, how much do you get a benefit from? And I think the conclusion, at least of this particular study, was that, yeah, running's a good thing for you to do. Now, I don't know that there's any benefit, or the study said there wasn't necessarily any benefit from doing more than, say, once a week. But for myself, given some of the concerns I had with my heart, with some of the recent health things that have gone on, I wanted to make sure that my blood pressure was nice and low, and it is now. Yes, I'm still taking a little bit of medication for that, but again, things are coming down, and exercise is of course a part of that. I enjoy getting out there and doing it, and it's kind of almost me time now. So to me, when I started jogging outside and doing that, there are health benefits for sure, right? I mean, there are, generally, my heart rate's gotten lower as a result of that. I can go farther, I can go longer, all of that stuff is great. But where I get the real benefit I see on a day-to-day basis is it's mental benefits of doing it. It's probably helping my heart, giving it an appropriate amount of exercise, or maybe too much, I'm not sure, but the fact that I'm out there and doing something, the reason I do it is there may be, as far as like the physical benefits I might get, okay, yes, there's probably only so much I'm going to get from putting in as much time on my shoes as possible. Yeah, I realize that you can't out-exercise a bad diet, if you eat like crap, you're going to, you can't work that off necessarily. But, I do it because, yeah, there's some benefit to me. And it says, I get the joy of a job well done, so to speak. So I think with any of these studies, it's hard to sort of, capture all the benefits of it. And the reality is that you will do the exercise. If you're going to exercise, you need to do something that you're willing to do on your own, without a whole lot of effort. I mean, today it was a little bit of a motivation. I actually got a late start today. Normally I start fairly early, but I was not completely insane. I did not want to jog at 5 a.m. in the pouring down rain. That was a step too far, I guess. Certainly once the daylight hit and it's like, oh yeah, I feel like going outside, and I did. And hopefully it's not going to be raining like that tomorrow. tomorrow morning. But of course, it's, you know, when this comes out, it'll be the weekend. So I don't have to get up quite as early and can go when it's a little bit, wait for the daylight again. But and there's definite benefits to doing all of this exercise, as I say, that even if it's not necessarily, again, I'm not going to get so many, benefits from the amount of jogging I do. I know that, but it's something I'm doing every day, and I've been pretty consistent about it. And I've been kind of dedicated to it. It's like a habit. The habit of doing it is hopefully ingrained, and I could tell when I wasn't doing it this morning, when I got up this morning and I didn't do it right away. I'm like, something's wrong here, and I wasn't getting ready to do it or whatever. It was just like, well, okay. And so I just kind of got antsy. And so I'm like, okay, so that's kind of the point I'm at now. It's like, okay, I know what this does for me. And I don't think it's all just, it's not just all physical. It's a lot of it's mental. So, I guess you can read the study in the show notes that I reference here, but it's, I don't think anybody's going to argue with, okay, exercise is good for you. I think everybody kind of knows that. And, it's about the amount you do and, how strengthful it is and that kind of thing. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.